accommodate up to 400 units, but we're not going to start with that. We'd start with approximately 100 units in the amenity core. Obviously, this is a sales-based development, so that would largely be dictated based on sales. So, and we'll phase it out. It'll start down here and around the hub, and then to the north and to the east, that would occur at later junctions. So the primary initial phases that would be is there towards 165, the entrance, and then the middle hub right there around the amenity core and the cabins around that would be the initial start of the development. And then, again, like I said, phase it out from there based on sales. So that is, a overview of the development. I don't know what else I might be reading out.
That's pretty good. Yeah. No.
Any questions for the applicant at this time? Good.
I think he's already. I'm assuming you'll have everything. It'll all be engineered for water retention. Everything's going to be.
Yep. We'll have full engineering plans. We have some very rough engineering plans right now, but they're not a full set. I probably won't have that done. Part of it was is the reason we didn't want to do full engineering sets is I have to wait until I get the franchise agreement with Margaret. I need to. It kind of goes in phases, so I can't do anything there until I know for a fact that I've got zoning. Then step two is then I go with them, and they dictate. They're not super controlling, but they do have requirements for brand standard in terms of what the development has to contain and that stuff. So we'll design and engineer according, we'll incorporate their standards. Then I can do full sets of engineering once I have both zoning and that addressed. And then we can do full sets of engineering. So that will be done. And our engineer, you guys probably know him. It's Mike. It's Stalzer. So Mike Stalzer will do the full engineering. However, on water and sewer will be reviewed through, I know, Toth. I think Brad uses Toth Engineering. And so they're reviewing those, at least in terms of the sewer. And they'll kick it back for their, you know, their adjustments.
Anything else for Carl at this time? No. Thank you, sir. So at this time, I'll open the floor to any public input. Is there anyone that wishes to speak in favor of the project? Is there anyone that wishes to speak in opposition of the project? Hearing none. If there's no further questions for the applicant, I will close the public hearing session and we'll go to a vote. Okay. Well, at this time, we'll consider the public hearing closed, and we'll go to a vote to either approve or deny the request in front of us.
Do you guys have any discussion?
I have no discussion.
No.
Move to approve order number 3-17-2025-01, changing the parcels from A1 and RV1 to C2.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, sir. That is the only order we have this morning, so that will finalize our planning and zoning hearings. We'll move on to our regular business. We'll give everyone just a moment to get resituated. And then we'll move on with our regular agenda.
Is the microphone? What's up? Is it on the floor? Oh, no, it's
no, they can. If somebody's going to come up, they can sit right there with that one. Appreciate you. Moving down our agenda, our next order of business, we have the notice of renewal for the HVAC repair services, non-EPM, month-to-month, file number 25-034, maintenance. With this morning, we have our maintenance advisor and supervisor, Mr. Scott Turpin. How are you, sir?
I'm good. On this, we're going to do it month-to-month until we have everything in place to bid it out again.
Okay. This is for up to a six-month period?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated March 13th, 2025, approving the notice. The notice that we have would be between Taney County and Ed's Heating and Cooling.
Any questions?
I have none.
Move to approve the notice of renewal for HVAC repair services by and between Taney County and HBV LLC doing business as Ed's Heating and Cooling.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Next on our agenda for approval, we have a field dirt agreement with Jess and Cammie Cook. So this morning, we have our assistant road and bridge administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. This is for unlimited loads. The agreement that I have in front of me is completed and signed by Mr. Jess Cook and Cammie Cook at 1080 John Hodge Road, Taneyville, Missouri.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement with Jess and Cammie Cook, husband and wife, for unlimited loads in Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business, we have the BRO-R106-002, the Reno Springs Project right-of-way documents. Included in this, we have the warranty deed and the temporary construction easement. This is for BRO project number 4758. I believe what we're needing in turn with this is the approval of the right-of-way documents to include the warranty deed and temporary construction easement pursuant to project number 4758. And I have the original documents with the grantors involved.
Yeah, we have a warranty deed and a temporary construction.
Temporary construction easement.
You want those in two separate motions?
You need it separate, or can we do it all in one to where it covers?
Just combine them.
Okay. And then just with the project number involved.
Move to approve the warranty deed by and between William E. Gregory and Carol A. Gregory, husband and wife, as joint tenants with rights of survivorship in Taney County, and the temporary construction easement by and between William E. Gregory and Carol A. Gregory, husband and wife, as joint tenants with rights of survivorship in Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval to the extent for the extension to tipping services disposal agreement. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated March 11th, 2025, approving the addendum as to form.
Do you have any questions?
So what is the – are we going back out for bid here after?
Yeah.
So we're just doing a quick –
An extension.
Because I knew there was some talk. That's what I was trying to figure out.
Your current
I'm good. Move to approve the extension to tipping services disposal agreement, file number 25-029RB.
Do you want to include between Taney County and Allied Services?
Yes, between Taney County and Allied Services, LLC.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Next, we have the collector's year-end report and delinquent books. With us this morning from the Taney County Collector's Office, we have Ms. Micah Brashler.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
So good.
Good morning.
Do you have some coffee left?
Uh-oh. Oh, that one. No, give me that. That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners. First, I would like to submit the collector's delinquent list, which is known as the back tax book, RSMO 52361, charges the collector of first-class counties to prepare and keep a back tax book. This book lists the delinquent real and personal property levied and assessed, which remain unpaid. I have provided the Commission copies of the totals page for both personal property and real estate, and have emailed the delinquent books for your review. Their clerk and I compared our delinquent reports and found that we agreed on the amounts. The collector's office works with the county commission, assessors, and clerk's offices throughout the year to correct any erroneous assessments throughout the abatement process. If the commission is satisfied with the delinquent book, they may direct the county clerk to certify the totals and keep in her office as clerk to the county commission. She will file Form 1313 with the Director of Revenue, and the collector will be allowed credit on the annual settlement by RSMO 14080, 139160, and 52361. Second, I would like to present the collector's annual year-end settlement according to RSMO 139160, 139190, and 52361. The settlement form is formatted according to DOR and the State Auditor's Office. Page 1 is an overview of all charges, credits, and distributions. Please note all taxes collected have been distributed. Total collections increased just shy of $3 million from the previous year, with $2.3 million of the increase going to our county schools. Real estate and personal property charge for the year ending February 2025 increased by $4.5 million. We ended our year with over $6.2 million in delinquencies to collect. Page 2 shows all data for current taxes. The 2024 unsettled protests continue to increase to $4.4 million. I have only settled, and distributed just shy of $1 million. Page 3 lists the totals of the back taxes that we were charged with from the delinquent books from last year, plus any add-ons. At the bottom of the third page, you will see some of the services that the collector's office accounts for. The majority of the fees staying in the same range as last year. The tax sale surplus funds, which are turned over to the county treasurer, totaled $538,125.34, which is a $20,000 increase from last year, and we sold 144 liens at the sale. The delinquent interest monies are paid to the entities we collect for by prorating the amount. The retirement fund, tax maintenance fund, and the penalty line all relate back to the delinquent interest and penalty. If the commission is satisfied, I would ask that the collector's settlement be entered into record and the clerk of the commission certify the amounts to the Director of Revenue according to RSMO, 139-190.
Thank you, Micah.
You're welcome.
Is there any questions before entering into the record?
No. Do you, Ms. Spencer, do you want us to order you to certify as well?